We are beginning ngayong araw na ito sa 5-week topical sermon series called Church Essentials. Yes, I did say topical. Hindi po ito yung regular teaching natin of the Bible, our regular preaching of God's Word, expositional preaching, which is yung nabanggit po ni Justin earlier. But for this next 5 weeks, we will be selecting few passages from Scripture para talakayan ng ilang mga mahalagang elemento para makita po natin kung paano maging healthy ang isang iglesia or church. Sa coming weeks, we will look at biblical leadership. Ano ba ang sinasabi ng Bible patungkol po sa pagiging pastor o deacon ng isang iglesia? Anong itsura ng komunidad o isang iglesia na kung saan nakasentro sa gospel? And we will end with discipleship and missions. Ilan sa mga elders po natin ang magtuturo ng mga lessons na ito. So be encouraged. I also challenge you to come and bring friends if they are trying to figure out kung ano ang itsura ng isang healthy church, kasi yun ang prayer natin dito sa Crossroads. Samahan niyo po kami sa pag-aaral na ito kasi ito po yung layunin natin. Sama-sama po natin ipanalangin na lalong lumago at maging masagana ang kalusugan ng Crossroads Church of Dubai. Ngayong umaga naman ay sisimulan po natin ang pag-aaral sa church membership that we have entitled A Meaningful Membership. Ano ang kahalagahan ng pagiging miyembro ng isang iglesia at ano ang itsura nito? Ano ang itsura ng isang healthy church? I will do something differently ngayong umaga na to. You will not see a main point, but you will see a lot of points. Pero trust me, my point ito within the message. So I want you to open your ears. Naranasan niyo bang maglaro ng paint me a picture? Sino dito na nakapaglaro ng paint me a picture? Come on, you're making me feel old. Kung ikaw ay laki sa youth camp, youth group, or just maybe sa classroom niyo nag-icebreaker si ma'am or si teacher, mostly ang dynamics ng game na ito is she would group people into teams at pipili siya ng isang leader sa kada team to guide yung team nila para manalo. Ang game master will name events, scenarios, movies, popular movies, na kung saan kapag nakita yung scenario na yon, alam na nila kung ano yung ibig sabihin na yon, kung ano yung event na yon or movie. The group should do everything they could to reenact that scenario or event, and after a few moments, ang gagawin ng game master ay sasabihin niya, freeze! And dapat naka-freeze yung buong group na yon sa specific event o scenario that would give us a hint na ito nga ba talaga yung nahanap nating event o scenario. For example, they would say, paint me a picture of a hospital. So lahat sila mag-group into either emergency room or na-confine. And from there, sasabihin ng game master, freeze! Walang galawan po yon. So, gagawin niya, the judge will examine ang iba't ibang live picture na ginawa ng mga groups and will determine kung sinong group ang pinaka-convincing. I remember playing this game in one youth camp, I believe, and binigay sa amin ay hospital, and I was the leader ng time na yon. And then I tried my best sa aking imagination ko ipa-reenact ng mga kasamahan ko ito na hospital. So, nung nagsabi na ng freeze, clearly, hindi kami nanalo. Because ang sabi ng mga judges, mukha raw puninarya yung ginawa ko instead na emergency room. So, paint me a picture. That would be a good icebreaker sa mga CG ninyo. Ang Bible, lalo na sa New Testament, ay nagbigay din ng iba't ibang picture kung anong itsura ng isang church. As God intended it to be. How the church should live for His glory. How the church should be treating one another. Bago natin maunawaan how to have meaningful membership, sisikapin ko muna ngayong umaga na ito, ipakita sa atin ang mga various pictures sa Bible kung ano ang church as God intended it to be. Now, marami pong mga pictures na binigay sa Old Testament and New Testament about God's people. But I have just chosen at least 5 na kung saan clear sa New Testament kung ano itsura ng iglesia. Now, I broke it down into 5 points. Number one, the church is the temple of God. Number two, the church is the flock of Christ. Number three, the church is the body of Christ. The church, number four, is the bride of Christ. And number five, the church is the family of God. Five pictures, five images that tells us kung anong local church and how should the church would be treating one another at bakit mahalaga po na maging part ka ng isang local church. Let's dive into first point. Number one, the church is the temple of God. Ang temple, a temple was a place where God made His presence known and dwelt among His people. Makikita po natin yan all over the Old Testament hanggang sa New Testament. Ayon sa mga biblical scholars, naniniwala sila na ang Garden of Eden ay inilarawan in a temple-like term or language. Bakit kamo? Because this is where God dwelt with the first man, kay Adam and Eve. God walks in the coolness of the day, dwelling and communing with Adam and Eve. Pero we know that this was short-lived dahil they doubted and disobeyed God's word that brought a curse to all creation, which is sin and death. But God promised that He would redeem man through the seed of the woman, who will one day crush the serpent's head and reverse the curse of sin. Isa pang lugar kung saan God made His presence known and dwelt with His people ay tinatawag na tabernacle, or yung tent, or tent of meeting. Pagkalipas ng pagiging alipin for 400 years sa Egypt, God's people was set free through His servant Moses. God shows this nation how to have a relationship with Him, that they are to be set apart from any other nations. He gave them His word and told them that He would be dwelling in their midst. God here chose them to have a relationship with them. Nagbigay siya ng mga detailed instructions kung anong itsura ng dwelling place na kung saan siya ay will be with His people. At ito yung tinatawag na tent of meeting or tabernacle. Ito ang lugar kung saan their sin will be atoned for, sacrifices, worship, and where God will dwell with His people. Pagkatapos ng construction and consecration ng tabernacle, the Shekinah glory, kung tinatawag, covered the tabernacle. Makita po yun sa Exodus chapter 14. Shekinah glory means the manifest presence of God, usually in a form of a bright white cloud that descends. Okay? Yun nung inauguration mismo ng tabernacle, bumaba po yung cloud na yun, the Shekinah cloud na tinatawag, indicating that God's presence was with His people. God's presence is a guiding force sa kanila throughout the wilderness wandering nila. Nung nakapasok na sila sa promised land, God chose a king for His people. Ang pangalan niya ay si King David, a man after His own heart. David planned to build a more beautiful dwelling place sa Panginoon at hindi lamang sa tent, because he felt convicted him living in a nice palace, expensive wood, and all of a sudden makikita niya ang Panginoon nagde-dwell sa tent lang. So he planned to do this, but pinigilan siya ng Panginoon because papagawa niya yan sa kanyang anak, which is si King Solomon, the wisest man in the Bible na nakita natin. Not so wise towards the end of his life though. At ganun na ho nangyari. Pagkatapos ang construction at dedication ng temple, which is yun na yung next, dinedicate ni temple, the Shekinah glory once again appeared and covered the whole temple, which indicates na ito na ang dwelling place ng Panginoon. Ang lahat ng mga ito ay special places where God met with man and experienced and ang presence at revelation ng Panginoon. Pero pagdating sa New Testament, ang presence ng Panginoon ay nagmanifest hindi sa isang lugar, hindi sa isang structure. Ang presensya ng Panginoon manifested in the person of Jesus Christ. which is John chapter 2:21. He is the Word became flesh and dwelt among His people. He is Emmanuel, God with us. So clearly, Jesus said to the religious leader one day, destroy this temple, and in 3 days He'll raise it. He was not referring to the physical temple in front of them, but He was pertaining to His own body, which is nangyari nga po yan when He was crucified. Nung namatay si Kristo sa krus, ang kurtina ng temple ay napunit sa dalawa, mula taas hanggang baba. Kung mapapansin, kung kayo nagbabasa about yung temple curtain, mapapansin po ninyo na may embroidered na cherubim po sa curtain na yon. Now, ito ang mga type of angels sa kung babalik ka ng Genesis chapter 3 na nilagay ng Panginoon to guard sa entrance mismo ng Garden of Eden so that no one may enter itong lugar na to and be with the presence of God. Pero, this is an image na pinapakita na ang mga hell na nagbabantay sa Garden of Eden para walang makapasok, na naka-embroidered mismo sa curtain, symbolizes that the way into God's presence was now open. Punit na, bukas na. It is now open through Jesus Christ. Those who trusted Christ's life, sacrificial death on the cross, and resurrection, the Holy Spirit now dwells among His people who believed in Him. He now tabernacles with them. His presence is now with them. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Now going back sa temple analogy, hindi umadali ang construction ng temple. Bakit kamo? Ang mga bato na ginamit dito ay iba-ibang hugis, iba-iba ang timbang, iba-iba ang gaspang at kinis, malaki, mabigat. At ang ginagawa ng stone mason ay he chisels. He chisels itong stone na to and shapes it in a way na para mag-fit ito together with other stones. Of course, we know that Jesus is the cornerstone na kung saan nagbe-build on top of Christ yung mismo mga stones na ito. It was said na kapag tinamaan ng sikat ng araw, ang mga pinagsama-samang bato na binubuo ng temple, it reflects a multicolored splendor to the people. Of course, hindi na natin makikita ngayon po ito because wala na po yung temple sa Israel. But ito po raw yung itsura. Pag tinamaan daw ng araw, yung multicolored na nire-reflect ng bato ay napakaganda. Bakit kamo? Kasi ito ang design niya para ipakita ang beauty and majesty and excellencies ng Panginoon. Yun po yung imagery doon. Sabi ni Peter sa 1 Peter 2:5, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. The church is called the living stones. Hindi ito pangalan ng banda, no? Living stones. Kung hindi, yung tunay na living stones ay yung mga anak ng Diyos, the church. Tayo ay bahagi sa great temple of living stones na nagmumula sa Panginoong Heso Kristo. Ang Holy Spirit ay dakilang stonemason. He is the one chiseling and shaping us to ensure we fit together sa iglesia. Now, being shaped by God does not take pleasure. Hindi ho madali. Masakit po ito. As a matter of fact, hindi ho pleasurable when God shapes us, chisels us, and He uses the church to accomplish this. As members, we come in different shapes and sizes. Ibang-ibang kinalakihan na pamilya, karanasan sa buhay, season in life, mga preferences, estado sa buhay, and even maturity. Kaya kapag may tension or disagreement among the members ng church, o may someone who spoke truth about a particular sin habit or pattern sa buhay mo, o may mga mga ginawang tinama yung paniniwala mo about the Bible, o pinapaalalahanan at hinahamon tayo kung paano tayo dapat mamuhay, at mananampalataya sa iglesyang ito, kadalasan nako-offend tayo, masakit, hindi ba? When somebody tells something about yung life mo na hindi tama. Because we're wired in our sinful nature to hear only good things about us. We love people to flatter us. Pero God has placed us in a church so that we would speak truth to one another. Hindi humadali yun. Speak truth about your habits, about your lifestyle, about that sin na patuloy mo inaalagaan. Masakit po yun. Pero ginagamit po yun ng Panginoon. Now, alalahanin na lang natin na ginagamit ito ng Panginoon to chisel and shape us to fit us better sa kalooban niya. And to fit us better sa mga kapatiran natin sa Panginoon. Yun ang ginagawa ng Panginoon. As the Lord builds us into a spiritual house, we become a community that reflects Christ's multifaceted splendor to the watching world. And from there, mamamangha sila sa kagandahan ng iglesia. Second picture, the church is the flock of Christ. Ang flock of sheep, ang most common image na madalas gamitin po sa Bible. From Old Testament, lalo na sa New Testament. Nandiyan po yung Psalm 103. Sabi dyan, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. O yung ating well-loved na Psalm 23. Alam niyo yung Psalm 23, di ba? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Or the Lord is my shepherd, I am content. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Nandiyan din ang Psalm 77, verse 20. You lead your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Now, wala akong alam pagdating po sa pagpapastol. I have zero knowledge of shepherding, an actual sheep. Pero ayon sa aking pag-aaral, a good shepherd leads, provides, protects, and cares for his sheep. He even calls his sheep by name. That is a good shepherd. Sa New Testament, ginagamit ni Jesus ang imagery na ito to describe his relationship to his people. Ginagamit niya yung imagery or yung picture ng flock of sheep to describe yung relationship niya with the church. Sabi sa John chapter 10, verse 11, sabi ni Jesus, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And we have seen that through his death on the cross. Jesus is the good shepherd who knows his people's needs. If you're sitting here today and you're saying, Pastor, hindi mo alam ang needs ko, you're right, hindi ko alam ang needs mo. But God does know your greatest need. The need to be forgiven, the need to be reconciled to God, the need to have the right purpose in life, and that is to live for His glory. Isa sa mga marka na tunay na sheep ng Panginoon is this. When He calls them with the gospel call, they hear Him and follow Him. Friends, if you are sitting here this morning and you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, hear this gospel call that God sent His Son to live a life that none of us could because He was sinless. Ni-discuss yung kanina sa Christology class with Pastor John. And He died the death that you and I deserve on the cross. He was buried, and on the third day has risen from the grave. If you turn away from sins, from your sins, and place your faith in Christ and what He has done on the cross, the Bible says you will receive forgiveness. You will receive reconciliation. You will have a relationship with God. Ang tunay na anak ng Diyos will hear that call and respond. My prayer, friends, is that you would repent from your sins and place your faith in Christ for salvation. Sabi sa John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. And they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Such good assurance. na once sa ikaw ay naging anak ng Diyos, walang makakapag-agaw sa iyo sa kamay ng Panginoon. Walang mga lobo makakalusot at makakapagnakaw sa mismong Good Shepherd na ito until He returns. Those who have placed their faith in Christ ay isa lang ang pinakikinggan. Isa lang ang sinusundan. They only listen to and follow one shepherd, and that is Jesus. Kapag nadinig nila ang boses ng kanilang shepherd, ay lumalapit sila kaagad sa kanya. Now, what's interesting dito, habang nalalapit ang mga tupa sa shepherd, nalalapit din ang mga sheep sa bawat isa. Which is a good picture, isn't it? Friends, as a church, the more we draw near to Christ, the more we draw near to each other. Despite our differences. Kasi lahat tayo respond to the same voice, the same shepherd, Christ brings us together. It's not just a reconciliation to God the Father, it's a reconciliation to one another. So habang papalapit tayo, nagpupuri sa Panginoon, we come near to each other. And that's one good picture, hindi ba? Pag tayo nag-aawitan, that's why we love congregational singing. We want to be unified in our voices singing praises to God. So I urge you, sing loudly. Sing joyfully. Doesn't matter kung may tono ka o wala. Hindi requirement po yun. As long as you're worshiping the Lord with the knowledge that you know Him from His Scripture. Friends, as church, the more we draw to Christ, the more we draw to each other. So it is a question, hindi ba, if you try to not be with God's people. That communicates something then. Ang mga sheep always draw close to its shepherd and to each other. Kung mapapansin po niyo, very common yung mga illustrations pagdating po sa sheep. Ano, maybe you grew up in church and you heard a lot of illustrations about sheep. But one thing that we know about sheep is they are very reliant sa shepherd. I know probably narinig nyo na itong yung comment na to about the sheep. They say that the sheep are dumb. And yung mga marinig natin illustration. Now, nung July 8, 2005, naglabas ng report ang Fox News, na ito yung title ng mismong news, 450 Turkish sheep leap to their deaths. Ito ang storya. Naganap ito sa Istanbul. Nagsimula daw ito sa isang sheep na tumalon sa bangin. It only takes one sheep. And dahil doon, lahat halos ng mga sheep sumunod, counting to 1,500 sheep. Out of 1,500 sheep, 450 of those sheep namatay. And it cost them $100,000. Grabe, ano? According sa ibang report, ang dahilan daw kung bakit nakatalon yun at napabayaan ng shepherd because nag-agahan lang. It's funny. It's kind of funny, but it's very tragic. Nag-agahan siya, inuna niya ang kanyang sariling pangangailangan, and then nag-suffer ang buong herd. Now, it was said that sheep are dumb animals. Aside sa sila ay matatakutin, kailangan bantayan kumain kung hindi sila ay hihinto kumain. They are committed to their follower. They are committed followers of their leader. The sheep, the shepherd. Committed po sila sa kanilang shepherd. To the point na kung ano man ang gagawin ng shepherd, kahit mabubuwis ang kanilang buhay, gagawin nila yon. Oh, many times, brothers and sisters, we're compared as sheep. We're prone to wander. We're easily distracted. We're quick to be convinced. And if not for the loving care ng shepherd natin, nakabilang tayo sa 1,500 na tumalon. Sheep are totally reliant sa shepherd. At sa case ng shepherd sa Istanbul, he was a bad shepherd. Kasi he led his sheep to their deaths. But not Jesus. Jesus is a good shepherd because hindi niya inuna ang breakfast niya, inuna niya ang life ng kanyang mga sheep that he gave his life for the sake of his flock. The church is Jesus' flock. We are dependent on Him to protect us, feed us, lead us, sustain us. Ang picture na ang church ay parang sheep ay isa sa paalaala sa atin na tulad ng sheep, we are prone to wander. Kaya mahalaga na magpaalalahanan po tayo rito sa flock na ito. Hindi po ba? Remind our brothers and sisters to listen only to the voice of the Good Shepherd through His Word. We are to daily devote time to reading, meditating, studying, memorizing God's Word. As a church, we gather weekly to only feast on God's Word. That's why we chose expositional sermons as the regular diet ng ating church. We need the strength that comes from our shepherd through His Word. We should listen to our under-shepherds. Also, check yung ating under-shepherds if they're being faithful to the shepherd. Keep your under-shepherds accountable. Warn our brothers and sisters about the dangers of worldly pleasures that captivate us and lure us to our deaths. Warn our brothers and sisters about the devil's deceptive schemes, who uses false teachers who masquerade as wolves. Wolves masquerade as sheep. Wolves in sheep's clothing. Matthew chapter 7. Since we all tend to be fearful flocks, in need of guidance and protection and susceptibility to wandering, we should be, and listen to this, be sensitive to and understanding of one another. Since lahat tayo ay pare-parehas na may ganun tendencies, di ba dapat mas nag-uunawaan tayo pag may nagkamali? Nauunawaan natin ang kapatiran kapag gagawa ng maling desisyon. Tutulungan po natin. Kung nakaka-relate tayo dito, then we should treat our fellow members in a more loving way. In a more gracious way. Kasi sheep din siya pareho mo. So, the image of the church is a sheep. Third, the church is the body of Christ. The body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Ito yung inaral niyo sa community groups niyo, Romans 12. 4-6, for as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. The church is compared to a human body, at least body different with different body parts. Saan nakuha ni Paul ang picture na ito? Hindi natin alam kung saan niya kinuha ang imagery na ito. Maring naalala niya siguro when he was still Saul on the way to the road of Damascus to persecute Christians. Maring naalala niya yung encounter niya with Jesus sa Acts chapter 9. Nung when Jesus spoke to him sa Acts chapter 9 verse 4, ito ang sinabi ng Panginoon. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Naisip niya siguro na when he was persecuting the church, he was actually persecuting Christ. And so maybe, just maybe, inassociate niya ang church members into a body. Saan man nag-originate ang picture na to na ginamit ni Paul, we don't know. Pero ito ay helpful lesson. Meron tayong helpful lessons sa imagery na ito to help us to understand what a church is. First of all, kailangan natin maunawaan through this imagery, the church, isa lang ang head. Who is the head of the church? Jesus Christ, not the pastor. Siya ang ulo ng iglesia. He is the one who purchased her by His blood, hindi si pastor. He is the one who will direct her. He owns her. He leads her. He sustains her. He purifies her. Siya ang Lord ng church. At siya ang susundin ng church dapat. Jesus is the head and the Lord of Crossroads Church, Dubai. We need to remind one ang bawat isa of this truth. You need to remind me of this truth. Siya ang Lord, siya ang pastor, siya ang chief shepherd dito, at kaming mga pastors are under shepherds, as for 1 Peter chapter 5. Jesus is the head. This means that this church should be fed and led the way Jesus wants to feed and lead this church. Does that make sense? Kailangan natin mapaalalahanan ang bawat isa sa katotohanan ito regularly. Why? Because we easily forget. Be accountable. Maging accountable kayo sa mga pastors nyo, sa mga Bible study leaders ninyo, sa bawat isa. We need to remind ourselves, if you're seeing hints of pride sa mga pastors ninyo, sa amin, please address this. If you love us, you will speak truth to your pastors kahit masakit sa amin. Because ang concern namin is yung bride ni Christ, which is mamaya, it's another image na bibigyan natin. Kayo. We are called to feed and lead you the way Jesus wants you to be fed and led. Second, the members of the body ay diverse. Ang members ng bawat isa sa atin, ng church, ay iba-iba. Ang bawat isa sa atin ang magkakaiba ng giftings na nagmumula sa Panginoon, which is yung binasa nating passage kanina. We need to play our part in order for the church to function well. Kailangan natin ang bawat isa. Sabi sa Ephesians 4:16, the whole body joined and held together by every point with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. So, magkakaiba tayo, magkakaiba rin po ang ating giftings. Which means kayo ay gifted ng Panginoon. Parang hindi kayo naniniwala rin. Pastor, wala akong gift eh. Ang gift ko lang, yung dila ko, kaya ko abutin sa ilong ko eh. Yun lang ang gift ko, yun lang ang talent ko. So, Pastor, paano yan? Wala akong gift. Member ako ng church na to. Paano ako maglilingkod? Kasi wala akong gift. Di ba maganda i-exercise yung gift natin sa paglingkod, sa corporate worship ng Panginoon every week? Tama po yun. Pero that also becomes an excuse, hindi po ba? Hindi ko gift yan, so wala akong gagawin sa church. Hindi po tama yun. If you do not know how to exercise yung gift nyo, the best people to ask are your deacons. The deacons of this church, they are servants who are willing to tell you, alam mo nga, malaki ang need dito. If you're still trying to figure out kung anong gift mo and how to serve the church, ipasok mo lang natin sa isip natin to so you can serve the church for God's glory. Think kung ano ang need ng church. Ask your elders. Ask the deacons. Ask your Bible study leaders. Ano ang need ng church so I can serve? Doesn't matter kung gift mo yun. Doesn't matter kung magaling ka ron. The goal is to serve one another, hindi po ba? So ask ko anong need ng church. Kasi sometimes it could be also self-serving kapag i-exercise natin yung giftings natin because may temptation tayo to parade them sa harapan ng tao to receive the glory. Start out by saying, anong need ng church? How can I serve the church? Initiate some ministries. May formal ministries, meron din mga initiated ministries ng mga members. We have members nung last year's summer, mismo nagkakaroon po sila ng basketball. They play basketball throughout the summer and then they invite their non-believing friends and they share the gospel. That's personal ministry. We love that. We have a group right now na tumatakbo. They invite their non-Christian friends and they share the gospel. That's wonderful. Try to think of ways to serve the church. Doesn't matter kung talent mo yan o hindi. It's just a plus point kung meron kang talent and then great. Think of ways how to serve the church. Third, we treat each body part with honor. We treat each body part with honor. We don't serve to receive honor, but to honor others and glorify God. Especially those who are weak. Sabi sa Matthew 20:20, and Jesus gave a wonderful example sa atin. The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Jesus Himself gave His life in order to serve us. And yung service ng Panginoon sa atin benefited us for eternity. because He served us by dying on the cross. We should die for our brothers and sisters serving them. I'm not talking about literally, but dying to our flesh. Kasi minsan, when we want to serve, nahirapan tayo kasi tinatamad tayo. And we use the words, kasi introvert ako eh. Kaya hindi muna ako magsaserve. Introverted, extroverted, you can serve. Die to your flesh. Serve God's people. Honor them. Glorify God. Fourth picture. We're almost done. The church is the bride of Christ. She is the bride of Christ. That's why kung mapapansin niyo sa crossroads, we don't call church it. Yung pronoun, yung mismong ano niya. Pag-address natin sa kanya. Kanyang pronoun. We call the church she. Because of Ephesians chapter 5. Mamaya makikita natin. God's people pictured as a bride. Makikita natin yan even sa Old Testament, sa Ezekiel 16 and Hosea 11, where God pictures His relationship with Israel, where He cared for her, washed her, gave her life, caused her to flourish. At anong ginawa? Anong ginawa niya? Ang ginawa niya is, naging unfaithful siya sa Panginoon. She prostituted Himself, sa Old Testament. But in return, God still loved her. Sabi sa Hosea 11:8, "How can I give you up, O Ephraim, Israel? How can I hand you over, O Israel?" God is the faithful groom. God is the faithful husband. At ang faithful God na ito comes to its faith fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is the bride of Christ. Sa Ephesians 5, ang picture ng relationship ni Christ to His people, the church ay naka-ingrain ito sa marriages natin. And we've read that, we heard that all the time, hindi ba? Na how we would love husbands or ating wives, we love them as Christ loved the church. That He gave His love. It's a sacrificial type of love. It's a selfless love. It's a love that dies for His bride. Yun yung litrato ng pag-ibig ng Panginoon sa kanyang iglesia. Okay? So, He gave His life to the bride. Ayon sa Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, if you want to write that down. Sabi din ni Paul sa verse 27 ng Ephesians chapter 5, na isang araw, the church will be presented to Jesus in glorious state, in a glorious state. Which is napag-usapan a little bit about last week at kanina sa class. God will present His bride, tayo, in splendor. In all beauty. Walang imperfections. Tingnan niyo yung verse 27 in Ephesians 5. And this is beautiful. So that He might present the church to Himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Mangyayari po ito yung walang bahid ng kasalanan, walang bahid ng kadungisan or imperfection when Christ returns. We will be a flawless, sinless bride. I know I've been to a lot of weddings. Sadly, hindi ako makakasama sa wedding ni Justin sa July. But I've been to the altar several times. Nandiyan ang groom sa tabi ko, weeping like a child. And yung bride comes in with full beauty. Makeup really did sometimes was helpful kasi nakikita yung beauty niya through that. So ito yung ginagawa ng Panginoon, no? Sa verse 27. So kung darating ang time na the church will be flawless and sinless, a beautiful bride para kay Christ. So kung mangyayari pa lamang ito sa hinaharap, sa pagbalik ni Kristo, anong ibig sabihin na ito? This means ang church ngayon is still with spots and wrinkles. Mayroon pa tayong mga bahid ng imperfections. Wrinkles sa ating mga muka. Figuratively. Hindi literally. Tayo ay nagpupuri sa Panginoon sa kanyang kaligtasan at kalayaan sa kapangyarihan ng pag-aalipin ng kasalanan sa pamamagitan ng redemptive work niya sa cross. Pero ang presensya pa rin ng kasalanan ay naririto. Tayo ay nagkakasala pa rin. Yun yung wrinkle and spot na sinasabi ho dito. This means that God is lovingly, gently, graciously, in His sanctifying work, kumikilos sa buhay natin para ayusin yung mga spots and wrinkles na ito. This means, ang pagbabago ay hindi mabilis. Which means, bilang Kristiyano, if we desire to be Christ-like, sanctification is the theological term, is a slow, painful process. Meron at meron. At kung meron man sa mga married dito, kung meron man mga tao nakakita ng spots and wrinkles yan sa marriage niyo, it's the spouse. They see the whole you. This means ang pagbabago ay hindi overnight. It's slow, painful. Kaya brothers and sisters, ito yung excerpt sa atin. Be patient with one another. Be patient with one another, especially those who don't get it. Sometimes we become impatient with members who don't get it, hindi po ba? Be patient with them. Those who kept making the same mistakes, who struggle, members who dry your patience. We pastors sometimes want to see immediate transformations among members namin. Pero ang sanctification at maturity ng bawat isa are on different stages and paces. So hindi namin pwedeng ibraso yun. Hindi mo pwedeng ibraso yun sa ibang tao. And God in His providence does things slowly because yun yung way niya. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, have you become impatient with the spots and wrinkles of our brothers and sisters dito sa Crossroads? Be careful kasi baka pride yan. Hindi kasi siya makasabay sa akin eh. Hindi siya pareho ko mature. Hindi siya pareho ko na maraming alam. Hindi siya pareho ko na konting talo na lang nasa glory na. Oh, I hope not. May heresy na yan. Are you trying to manipulate or even enforce change to others? Especially loved ones? Wala tayong kakayanan nun. Gentle reminder lang sa mga brothers and sisters nandito, the church is not your bride. She's Jesus' bride. Jesus loved this church more than you do. And if there is a loved one na kung saan hindi magbago, still in struggle, nandun pa rin sa situation, you're called to remind that person sa gospel, encourage them with the word, model Christ-likeness, pero yung transformation ng kanyang heart, hindi sa iyan. Huwag mong galawin yan. Huwag mong galawin yan. Sa Panginoon yan. He is doing a good work sa buhay nila kahit hindi natin napapansin. Ang silipin mo ngayon yung puso mo. Ano yung posture ng heart mo ngayon na hindi sila nagbabago? One theologian said that Jesus is the great beautician. I'll tell you why. And here's the reason why. Siya ang great beautician because He doesn't give temporary remedies sa kanyang bride. Hindi niya tinatakpan yung mga spots and wrinkles ng makeup or kung anuman mga pwede niyang ilagay. He's a great beautician because He carefully, slowly, meticulously performs a surgery. He will cut, slice, burn, remove, add. It will be painful and long. That's what you call sanctification. And God will use His word. God will use His people sa process na yan. But He will do everything to remove all of these imperfections from the church kasi hinahanda niya ang kanyang bride for His wedding day. The final consummation. And until that day comes, let us be patient sa bawat isa. Let us be patient as He works in us and be patient on how God works in other people's lives. Maybe ikaw rin, you're not being patient sa sarili mo. Bagal-bagal ko mag-change. Maybe you're relying on your good works. Rely on the grace of God. Rely on the Spirit of God. Of course, kailangan yung mga habits of grace na kailangan natin gawin, pero kailangan mo yung kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu and God's people. And finally, the last picture na nais kong ipakita sa atin ngayong umaga is the church is the family of God. It's a family. Actually, out of the four, temple, flock, body, and bride, according sa isang theologian, ang picture ng family daw ay hindi really picture. Kasi it's a reality. Yun yung actual state ng church ngayon. Family. We are family. The church is the family of God. At ito ang favorite nating term na ginagamit dito sa Crossroads. Napansin niyo ba? That we are a family. We are sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Tayo po ay adopted sa family ng Panginoon. Those who believed in Christ, finished work on the cross, now belong sa kanyang family. So ang ibig sabihin nito, tayo, we are spiritual brothers and sisters. We are spiritual fathers and mothers. We are spiritual sons and daughters. At ito ang hinabili ni Paul kay Timothy kung papaano dapat ang bawat isa sa church ay magturingan. Saan yun, Pastor? 1 Timothy 5, 1 to 2. Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father. Younger men as brothers. Older women as mothers. Younger women as sisters in all purity. Family. So there is one obvious application sa point na ito. And here it is. If you consider yourself as part ng family ng Crossroads, do not neglect the family gathering. Do not neglect the family gatherings. Hebrews 10, 24 to 25 talks about the corporate worship na kailangan natin puntahan. Sabi, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Ano yung see the day drawing near dito? Habang papalapit na ang pagbalik ng Panginoon. We should be treating each other as family, not just calling each other brother, sister. Spiritual tatay ko yan. I mean, that's a wonderful, that's biblical language, sure. Pero ganun ba ang turingan na nangyayari rito? Meron ka ba nakita ang pamilya na kung saan hindi pinupuntahan ng kanyang pamilya? Of course, there are dysfunctional families like that, na hindi pupunta sa family meals, na walang care sa mga children, hindi pinupuntahan, hindi pumupunta regularly to meet the family, to have family together. Those are unhealthy, dysfunctional families, biological families. Pero ano itsura niyan pag dyan sa church? Do not neglect the gathering kasi ito yung family time. Ipaglaban ninyo yung family time nyo sa inyong mga schedule. Don't find time. Make time. Prioritize it. Bakit? Kasi nakalagyan sa verse 24, this is the place where we encourage one another. So when we come to church every week, hindi ito basa-basa na gathering na samahan ng, ito'y samahan ng pamilya where we strengthen one another. We come to be strengthened and to strengthen. We gather to show Christ's love and to receive Christ's love. We gather to exercise the one another's taught in Scripture. We gather to give honor and glory to God the Father. Let me end with three quick applications dito. First of all, be committed to a local church. Be committed to a local church. For us to exercise the one another, sabi mga one another, let me mention a few. Love one another, encourage one another, guard one another. A lot of this binanggit ni Jesus Christ. Kailangan ka maging bahagi ng isang local church. You have to be a member of a local church. Hindi ka pwede patalong-talong parang, you don't be a spiritual frog. You jump from one church after another trying to find a good match para sa iyo. Now, I'm not saying there's no place to be discerning kung anong church ang kailangan mong piliin. And you should. You should wear your theological glasses and hearing aids kapag ikaw ay pumupunta sa mga church and discerning kung ito yung church para sa iyo. But if you only go to churches because masarap yung kape ron, ganda ng tugtugan doon, nakakatawa ang pastor doon, na-exercise yung super spiritual talents ko doon, then you have to reconsider kung ano yung laman ng puso natin. Really, ang ginagawa mo lang, why you look, jump for to one church after another is to serve yourself. Be committed. Kailangan kang maging bahagi ng isang iglesia. That's why we have a membership class ongoing. 9 o'clock. Naka-second session na tayo kanina. Usually, if you miss 2 of the meetings, you have to wait for the next membership class. But there are at least, I heard 6 from Pastor Jovan who attended our membership class. And we praise for God because they're pursuing membership because they know they cannot make it in this world without God's people, without God's family. Praise God for that. Be a member of the local church. It doesn't have to be Crossroads. Napakadaming healthy local churches dito sa Dubai. We, the elders, can usher you to some of these good churches. Ang point lang dito, wag ka Lone Ranger. Hindi ka pwede mag-isa, lalamunin ka ng kaaway ng buhay. Because Satan is out to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't think you will survive the Christian life without others. There is strength in numbers, that's true. But ito yung design kasi ng Panginoon as a family. Hindi ito tropa-tropang samahan. Samahang pamilya ito. You need people, a defined group of people who will be committed to you. And you committed sa kanila. Second, be committed to relationships in your local church. Be committed to relationships in your local church. If you join a church, praise God, member ka na. But if never, you never invested in relationships to church. You're not obeying the one another commands. You are not obeying the new commandment na minention ni Jesus Christ at John 13:34. At ano yung new commandment na yan? Love one another as Christ loved you. Tagal mo ng member, bago kang member, and you're satisfied just sitting every Sunday. I'm glad that you're satisfied in being in one church, pero kailangan mong maglingkod. You need to invest on relationships. Kasi family, di ba? Ang pamilya na kung saan hindi nag-uusap, hindi nag-i-invest ang nanay at tatay, mga magkakapatid, ang anak, sa bawat isa malamig ang pamilya na yun. Yun yung tipong pamilya na kung saan ang tatay mas gusto sa barkada niya. Yung mga anak nila mas gusto sa labas. We don't want to be that type of family. We want to be family na close tayo. I know it's difficult sa numbers na to be part of a community group. We want to be bigger, but we also want to be smaller para mas maging intimate. But also try to open your directory. Sinend na yan sa emails niyo if you're a member of a church. You will know kung sino yung bagong members. Be investing on other people's life. Ayaw natin maging consumers. Ano ibig sabihin ng consumers? You just come to the church and just squeeze out the good from the church and then leave home. Weak na. We want to be providers. We provide. Contributors, initiators of doing good work sa ibang mga tao. And I'm encouraged by so many of you are doing that already, trying. I know some of you, hindi yun yung strong suit nyo, hindi kayo people person, but I saw many of you trying. And I praise God for that. Hindi nyo mararamdaman a supernatural work ng Holy Spirit if you don't try. Invest on people. Kasi ito yan eh. Kung hindi mo siya gusto, habang buhay mo siya makakasama sa heaven. So ngayon pala, baguhin na natin ang puso natin sa bawat isa. Because for eternity, magkakasama tayo eh. Di ba? Third and last, allow people to speak hard truths in your life. Allow people to speak hard truths in your life. I mentioned this already early on sa sermon, but do you love your brother and sister in Christ so much that you are willing to risk to be disliked by this person? Kung tunay na mahal mo siya, ayaw mo siyang magpatuloy sa kasalanan. Tama na yung mentality na ayokong gawin yan kasi baka sabihin, self-righteous ako. Well, kung may kasalanan ka sa buhay mo, kailangan mo talaga isuko sa Panginoon yan. But, bilang mga anak ng Diyos, kung mahal natin itong tao na ito, gagawin natin ang lahat to the point of risking yung relationship mo sa Kanya. Just for that person to be washed by the Word. Just for that person na slowly ayusin ng Panginoon. Kasi sometimes, may mga brothers and sisters tayo, including ourselves, we forget. Itong sermon na to, paglabas mo dyan, makakalimutan mo na yan. That's why we encourage you over lunch, magpaalalahanan. Next week, tanungin ko, ano main point, makakalimutan, wala na, nakalimutan nyo na. Alam ko lang, Pastor, natawa ako, pero nakalimutan ko yung main point. Alam ko lang, nagkape ako ron eh. Pero we are forgetful people. We're spiritual amnesia, si kanga ni Paul Tripp. That's why we need one another, di ba? Magpaalalahanan tayo. Be bold. Take a risk. And if you're here today and you say, Pastor, papakausap ko na lang sa inyo. Ay, teka muna. I mean, we're happy to do that. Pero kung kasama mo siya sa bahay, araw-araw kayo nagkikita, malapit siya. Ba't hindi ikaw? Ba't hindi ikaw ang mag-speak ng hard truth sa kapatiran mong ito for that person's soul's sake and for yours? Why is church membership important? It enables us to live out the one another's command. It validates the power of the gospel. And ultimately, it's important, church membership, it's important because God loves the church. God loves His church at ginawa niya ang local church bilang centerpiece sa kanyang plano to make the gospel visible to all people. I pray that be it body or another, ito ang prayer ko is that you would be part ng isang church. Don't stay anonymous. Don't stay lone ranger. Be part of a church who will love you, be committed to you, will be concerned sa iyong spiritual welfare, and that you would pour into them as well. Kasi eto ang, here's the thing, we need to help one another to heaven. We need to help magpakatatag ang bawat isa hanggang pagbalik ng Panginoon Jesu Kristo. And brothers and sisters, malapit na yon. And for those of you who heard this message so many times, and if you do not have a relationship with God, and pinamamaya mo, maybe yung pamamaya mo will be your last. Don't reject the salvation that Christ is offering sa iyo. Ask all of the people, all of the members here, because they have different stories, and they have stories to share kung paano sila niligtas ng Panginoon. Let's pray. Father, thank you for not treating us as our sins deserve. Thank you, Father God, that you have sent your Son to live for us, die for our sins, and now reconciled us. Lord, I pray for friends dito na who have been regularly attending Crossroads who have not responded and even rejected your gospel. Would you take off the scales of their eyes? Change their heart of stone to heart of flesh. I pray, Father, that you would regenerate them. Save their souls. I pray for friends dito who have been attending but are not part of a local church, Lord. I pray the encouragements and warnings and yung beauty and picture ng church that was mentioned today would compel them to be part of a meaningful membership sa isang local church that preaches your word. I pray as we end with singing and rejoicing, would you tattoo yung mga tinuro nyo sa amin ngayon in our hearts, in our minds. And I pray, Lord, for immediate applications about isa as we part ways. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.